Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder. And boy, it is
almost
just
here.
Around
almost
the corner
here.
Now.
We've been talking about it since January, and it's finally here.
But it's not too late. We have just a few, and I mean just a few, slots available for golfers for our golf outing, which is next week. If you've been thinking about it, maybe you heard about it earlier, and were thinking about it, didn't get around to doing it, or maybe you had to ask some friends to go with you. Right now, there is still time. If you call us today or go to the website today, you can register for our golf outing. It is next Tuesday at Plum Creek Golf Club. A great day, a whole day of fun. It starts with Mass at, it starts with registration at 10, Mass at 11, dinner at 11:30, shotgun start at noon, lots of golf, steak dinner with Joe Wrights as the former Colts player as our speaker. Lots of prizes, chance to win a car on a hole-in-one.
So. And a chance to be on the radio, because we're going to have a live remote that day.
We will be there. So if you wonder what Jim and MJ look like.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I don't know why anyone would want to wonder that. But
you know, I don't ever know how to take it. This has happened to me two or three times when someone comes up to you and says, you're nothing like I pictured you.
Yeah, I really just leave that right there.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's coming up next week. You can go to the website catholicradioindy.org or call us at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. And you can register for our golf. We still have a couple of slots available, so please call us.
Our guest on Faith in Action today is Dr. Tim Heck. He is from Family Counseling Associates. He's a PhD. He's a marriage counselor, basically. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks, MJ. It's good to be here again.
You know, longtime listeners will recognize that you've been a guest many times to Catholic Radio. One of my favorites was early on when you came to Radiothon and shared with us your conversion story.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah. And interesting because you kind of, I wouldn't say we're under the tutelage of, but definitely very familiar with Scott Hahn and his journey. And it kind of mirrors yours a little bit. Would you say, or kind of?
Hey, I would really be in good company with Scott Hahn, Dr. Scott Hahn, but I'm nothing like him, but I sure did appreciate and was really inspired by his journey and that of his wife, Kim. Kimberly, I remember when Margie and I read his book, Rome Sweet Home, and that was one of the first books of his, I think, that we had read. And then, yes, somewhere along the way, through a common acquaintance, a former classmate of his, we had the opportunity to connect and talk by phone, and it was just a really great opportunity because he's such a gifted, not only apologist, but a speaker, writer, teacher, all around wonderful contribution to the church.
What's interesting when I first met you, I thought it was an interesting correlation or parallel path because he was a Protestant minister,
right.
And his wife, of course, was a Protestant minister's wife. What she'd always aspired to be, what she'd always wanted to be,
and the daughter of a very prominent Presbyterian pastor in Cincinnati, which is where I went to seminary.
Well, there
and
you
I
go.
Knew of her father's ministry there because of that particular church, had been there several times for some workshops. So yeah, it's a small world, really.
Small world. And you yourself, Protestant minister,
yes.
and then converted to not only Catholicism, but now wrote a book on one of the most of our sacred sacraments, marriage, which is why we're here today. A new book, The Liturgy of Marriage. How did you come up with that title?
Yeah, you know, I've been working on writing a book on marriage for years, but I couldn't quite put it together because when you write a book, I mean, I had ideas and stories and lots of things that I wanted to try to communicate, but I could not find any kind of sort of a rubric, a template to put it together. And having come into the Catholic Church in 2003, it finally started to come together a couple of years ago when I was sitting in the Mass and started to realize that marriage and the Mass have so much in common, that the Mass is really a prayer. That's what liturgy is. It's a sacrificial prayer. And that's what marriage is. And so I took the idea of the liturgy and said, what if we took the different elements of the Mass and used that to sort of walk through what I've come to learn about marriage? And believe me, I'm not an expert on marriage. I'm a student of marriage, and I have this wonderful privilege to sit at the feet of couples every day, and have done that for the last 28 years, to learn about marriage and to study them. And so by putting together the liturgy and what we come to understand about marriage through science, psychology, interpersonal psychology, that's how this book came about 2 years ago in the writing.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking of a confession that I had a few months ago, and I was talking to our pastor, and it was about, it was like a hitting a wall, coming up against the same wall over mm-hmm. and over again with my husband. And he kind of, the priest kind of sits back and he says, well, I mean, really all you need to do is better communication. I mean, you've been married for 30 years, so you're probably pretty good at that. And I thought, Father, you don't get it at all. I mean, 30 years does not make me better at marriage. And that, I thought, it was frustrating because a lot of people get divorced 26, 28, 30, yes. 35, 40 years old.
Yeah, we've all encountered that wall. If we're married, we know all about that wall that you're talking about, MJ.
Yeah.
And that's what we've tried to do, is help couples to both, you know, overcome that wall and dismantle that wall and recover a lot of those communication skills, conflict skills, relational skills, intimacy skills that have sort of gone by the wayside over the years.
You know, would you say that, and I'm only saying this from personal experience, that we build up the wall brick by brick, mm-hmm. maybe sometimes without even knowing that we're doing
right.
it, you know?
Right.
But all of a sudden, and I say that kind of, you know, I mean, comically almost, all of a sudden at 15, 20, 25, 30 years, there's a wall between you. Mm-hmm. Does it come down brick by brick, or is there a magic formula? Is there some way to kind of break through, have a breakthrough, if you will, in a more, I don't know, in a quicker fashion
yeah.
than it,
because
it may have taken 20, 30 years to build it.
That's right. No, I understand what you're asking, and it's interesting because that really has a lot to do with why I wrote this book and am trying to sort of launch this different kind of ministry. One way to break down the wall is through a crisis. And so couples, in essence, come because the wall has started to crumble. And with the wall is crumbling their relationship, the marriage itself. It's a very sad statistic that couples will wait about 6 years from the onset of a problem in their relationship before they finally go and seek some professional help.
6 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's a long, long time.
I mean, with any other medical condition, you wait 6 years and you may be in real trouble.
Yeah.
So it is with marriages. Couples that come to us, the majority of them are in some kind of a crisis. There's an old story I heard years ago about some people that were standing by a river, and all of a sudden these bodies started floating down the river. And so they were pulling them out and trying to resuscitate them and help them and bind up their wounds and get them to safety. And all of a sudden, one of the guys started to walk away who was helping them. And everybody said, where are you going? And he said, I'm going upstream to find out who's throwing all these people in the water.
There you go.
That story really aptly speaks to my motivation for writing this book. I'm fine working with couples in crisis, and I'll continue to do that. But I'd really like to go upstream and try to find out what's going on in their lives as they start to build that wall? And could we perhaps keep those bricks from piling up?
Oh, that's brilliant.
So that's what the book is really about. That's what we're hoping to accomplish with it.
So maybe prevention, maybe medicine prevention, medicine for prevention or something like that, preventative course of action.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting, marriage encounter, we did that after being married for 5 years, and it is a wonderful ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a simple concept, really.
It's all about communication.
It's all about communication.
Honest, open communication.
Yeah. Yeah. And how did we lose that? I mean, how do couples lose that? I mean, you talk, but the way you talk, you know, the way that my husband and I talk after 38 years of marriage is significantly different than the way mm-hmm. we talked when we were courting each other.
Right.
And it changes over the years for a number of reasons, but...
Yeah, and you didn't build all those bricks or elements of that wall. It's not as though, and it certainly wouldn't be intentional. There's a lot of different factors, both inside and outside of the home, that account for that wall that you were talking about. And stress itself, I talk about that a little bit in the book. It's just, I call it the mental health cold, you know, that we all suffer from time to time. So we need to look at how our marriages are... coming under attack by the culture itself. And it's a culture
Amen.
That's a very stressful culture.
Amen. Before we break, there is an event coming up. There is not only a book warming, but also a couple different at the end of this week and then early June. So tell our listeners about that. Get a pencil or pen. We will give this information again, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this book and other events. But tell us what's coming up this Sunday, May 21st. So...
We are members at St. Simon Catholic Church, the parish over there in the east side, Geist area, and Father Bill Marks, the pastor, has graciously given us the opportunity to use the Parish Life Center there on Sunday, May 21st, as a book warming. Now, Margie's the one, my wife, who came up with the title Warming.
Yeah, what is that?
Now, I don't know. I'm just hoping that people don't burn the books, you know? But hopefully it'll be a warm opportunity, a reception, that people have a chance to hear a little bit about why we wrote the book, what we're wanting to do with the book, and maybe even get a copy of the book. And that's from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock at St. Simon over there on Oak Landon Road in the east side, Sunday the 21st.
All right. And then after that, Fatima House. Something's going on at the Fatima House.
Yeah, we're going to do the same thing, kind of repeat it. Because can you ever have enough cookies and
tea
and coffee and whatever else, right? So Fatima Retreat House will be another one, and that one will be in the evening of Saturday, June 3rd from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. These are just wonderful open invitations for people to come and learn a little bit about the book.
An opportunity to hear a little bit more about the book and get your own copy. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Before the sun rises and long after it sets, while you're waiting in traffic or winding down from your day, when you need us, we're here. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Dr. Tim Heck. He is, of course, a PhD and marriage counselor with Family Counseling Associates, and you have been for almost 30 years, right?
I started FCA, as we call it, back in 1993.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been going strong. We've got a bunch of folks that are helping a lot of people in different ways.
Right up the street. You know, it seems my oldest daughter is getting married, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, I've got a great gift you could give her.
Does it have pages?
You know what? What's really sweet is to... walk with her the last few months before, because she sold her house. They both had houses within a couple miles of each other, Butler, Tarkington, Broad Ripple area. She sold her house and moved home. And so she's been commuting back and forth, but living at home, 32 years old, living at home. But spending these last few months seeing him through her eyes and hearing her talk about
him. Isn't it beautiful?
It really is.
You and I were talking before the show about how we often stop doing those things that couples do at first. If I could figure out a way to, like, maybe draw the blood out from both partners at this stage, yes, where your daughter and her fiancé are,
yeah,
and then we could sort of, maybe we could multiply that and infuse it into couples who maybe have been married 20, 30, 40 years that have sort of lost some, yeah, of the vibrancy.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great thing that would,
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but you know, you mentioned it earlier, and you don't quite know how it happens. It slowly seeps out through a convolution of events, through life events, through stress, through little hurts here and there, yeah, on both sides, you know, and you don't even see it going, but boy, to witness it is really, you know, it's beautiful.
And isn't it contagious?
It is.
I mean, you watch a couple like that, and the next thing you know, Chris is putting his arm around you, right, as you're,
yes,
watching that television show,
yeah,
or holding your hand or opening a door. And so they inspire us,
yeah,
to go back and
you're
do
absolutely,
some of those
you're
things.
You're absolutely right. It is. That's exactly what it is. It's been so sweet. It really has been very sweet to witness this unfolding before us. Okay, so the book, The Liturgy of Marriage, available where? And then I want to know, whom do you hope to reach? What's your audience?
Sure. I just, before the show, about an hour earlier, received a text from our publisher out in St. Louis, and she said the books are currently under being printed, and it should be available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble's,
okay,
any day this week.
Okay.
As well, we'll have copies available at the book warmings, and you can go to our website, liturgyofmarriage.com, and it's also a way to purchase the book.
There are lots of interesting things going on in the book. I can't wait to read it because I think that, I mean, I asked you, but I don't want to answer your question for you, who your audience is going to be, because,
sure,
I mean, obviously it's a great book for newlyweds, but what about us oldieweds, 38 years married?
You know, that was a question that my publisher kept asking me, and others have asked me that, people who have edited the book, and I've had some wonderful people do some editing on the book, and they'd say, well, now, wait a minute, who is your target audience? And I really didn't narrow it too much. I mean, it's to those people who are considering marriage. You know, this day and age, there's a lot of couples, or individuals rather, whose parents have gone through divorces. And the kids have been affected by that and negatively. It's impacted, mm-hmm, them to the point where they have become somewhat skeptical of marriage. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see some of them read the book. Some of those who don't even think about marriage, to see that, wait a minute, this really is still something that's, it's gold, and it's still available. Couples who are engaged, like your daughter and her fiancé, other couples who are newly married, it's a good time to keep things going that they were doing during the courtship. And yes, couples who are just wanting to enrich their relationship. And then, even for those couples who may find themselves in crisis, and if I could catch those couples who are, you know, at that point where we sadly will get people at times come into our office, and they'll say something like this. They'll say, you know, we were on our way to the attorney, but we thought we'd give this one last chance.
Wow, yeah.
Well, read the book. Maybe it
oh,
can
I
help.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You mentioned children of divorced parents, and it,
right,
just raised a question in my mind. Are the children of divorced parents more or less likely to become divorced themselves?
That's
or do they
question.
Kind of harden themselves against it and say, I'm not going to put any kid through that. We'll stay married no matter what.
Excellent question, Jim. Statistically speaking, as a researcher, I'd have to say, yes, they are at higher risk. However, that is what we would call a static factor that contributes to divorce, or it predicts for a divorce. But it's a fairly low factor as factors go. The factors that are more significant that will predict for divorce are factors that are dynamic in nature, meaning they can change. And that's what we talk about in the book, is what are the things that you can change that will overcome those negative odd factors that might be in your court.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we used to go skiing after Christmas break, and we many years ago, we took a couple who, they were expert skiers, and I was just learning to ski the very first time, and she took a ski lesson. And she was doing black diamonds, and she was taking a ski lesson, and I asked her, I mean, I could see why I was taking lessons, because I couldn't get off the bunny slopes, right? And she said, every time I go skiing, I take a lesson. Every time. And the name of the little weekend that we were on was called Learn to Ski Better. And I'm thinking about that when you're talking about your book, because I think we all could learn to do it better.
I'll often ask couples when they come in, I'll say, think about a couple that you admire, who you would say have a good marriage. What are they doing in their relationship? What do you see that's different about that couple? You know, I enjoy skiing too, but I married a wife who, my wife is such a wonderful skier. And the first thing that I will do after I get off the chairlift for the first time is I get right behind my wife and I watch her ski and I follow her cuts in the snow and how she's beautifully carving out that path. And if I can do that, then I start to feel my legs come under me, right, and strengthen me, and I get my confidence back, and I'm ready to go. That's what I think we are to do in marriage as well, and the community of Christ is supposed to provide those mentors that can disciple, not necessarily in some kind of a formal instruction always, maybe just by being the couple who are the models that others can look at.
Sure. You know, I love that you called it the liturgy of marriage, and I love that you brought into, wove into this book, the sacrament aspect of marriage, because it is. I mean, it is, you know, the thing is, the Catholic Church has, we have so many issues that are black and white, and there's a lot of gray, but marriage is one thing that we have the, probably the most, we're the most particular about. It's, we don't make it easy for you to get married, and we don't make it easy for you to get out of it, because it is so serious. It
That's
is
right.
a sacrament. I had someone ask me recently, why we were so particular about all the marriage prep plans for these kids, you know, as they lead up. And I said, because it's not just the I do on that day. It's a sacrament.
Yeah,
to us, it's
this
a sacrament.
Is not a, this is not just a contract. We're just not entering into some sort of a business relationship or partnership here. This is indeed a covenant. It is a great mystery, as St. Paul says in Ephesians. And that word mystery comes from the Greek word mysterion. And in the Latin, that is translated as the great sacramentum. It's a sacrament. It is a great sacrament. You know, when I came into the church, I actually fell in love with liturgy. And you talk to a lot of our, even our Catholic folks, good Catholic members of the church and Protestants, and you hear you say the word liturgy, and they start to ho-hum, yawn,
glaze
and
over.
Think, oh my goodness, no. But liturgy is such a rich concept that goes way back in antiquity. In the early church, they chose that word, which was a word that was used in commonplace to describe the work of one individual for the community itself. That was considered their liturgy. If I owned a piece of property and there were people on the other side, on the west side of the property, and the local farmer's market was on the east side, I might allow a road or at least a sidewalk to be built through my property in order to help the community.
Sure.
That work would be considered my liturgy.
Oh, really?
What Christ did was a liturgy on behalf of the worldly community. When we enter into the Mass, we enter into and participate in His liturgy by participating in that prayer. So to me, marriage is a prayer. It is a lifelong prayer. It's a lifelong liturgy, a lifelong sacrifice where the partners give themselves completely in covenantal love to each other.
I tell you, I cannot wait to read this book. I can't. I've read little things here and there. I do want you to let our listeners know again when the warming is coming up. But then I do kind of want to toss out to our listeners a couple little teasers. So here, give us the information again about when the book warmings, because there's a couple slated,
sure.
Right?
So the Liturgy of Marriage, and by the way, the subtitle is Building Your Relationship with the Right Stuff. That's R-I-T-E.
I love that. I love that.
Well, we're going to have a book warming at St. Simon Catholic Church on the east side here in Indianapolis at the Parish Life Center, Sunday, May 21st from 12 noon to 2 p.m. No RSVP needed, just come and join us. And also Saturday evening on June 3rd at the Fatima Retreat House from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And I might add also, one of the things that we'll be doing with the book is launching some different opportunities for retreats, presentations, opportunities to work with couples in a workshop setting. And our first one is also going to be at St. Simon on Saturday, June the 24th from 1 o'clock to 4:30. And we're hoping that some couples would be willing to attend that. And we're going to ask for a very special favor from them because we're going to be videotaping that workshop in hopes of utilizing that down the road.
I was going to sign up for that.
We'll give you a nice discount, MJ, if you'd be willing to do that.
That sounds absolutely lovely.
And that's, again, on Saturday, June 24th. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, and some of the topics, I mean, just to toss out a teaser for you, I really liked this. Some of the session topics, getting your relationship off to a good start. I like this next one. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where we deal with the introductory rite. How do you introduce the relationship, right? How do you get things started?
Okay.
What do you need to know before you get married about this other person that you're going to spend a lifetime with?
You know, as you're saying that, I can envision someone who is not married, who is not engaged, still wanting to read the book.
Right into the book.
Because, you know, someday down the road they might, and that would certainly be something to have, you know, in their mind as they enter them.
I hope so. You know, it's easier to get a driver's license than it is a marriage license.
Sure, sure.
You got to read a book for that. At least read some book, if not mine, some book.
Well, you've got, and I wanted to ask one more. I'm not going to get it in. I was going to ask you to address love is not enough. I mean, it seems when you're young and crazy in love, love is the biggest thing. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You're so emotional. You're so passionate. Nothing is ever going to come between you. I always thought my husband and I, no one's ever loved like we have before. No one. I remember the priest said, just wait till you become disillusioned and then go on a marriage encounter. And I thought, disillusioned. Of course, a priest. I mean, we're never going to be disillusioned. But why?
We say there's three stages to marriage, MJ.
Okay, tell me.
Enchantment, disenchantment, and maturity. And that's where we want to find that love.
I love it. Mature love, a godly love that lasts.
That reminds me of a joke. There are the three rings of marriage. There's the engagement ring, the marriage ring, and the suffer ring.
Oh, Jim. Oh, God bless you. And on that note, Tim Heck, our guest today on Faith in Action, wrote a book, The Liturgy of Marriage. I hope that you, if you can't make it to the book warming at St. Simon's, either May 21st or June 3rd at Fatima House, that you visit Amazon, amazon.com. Dr. Tim Heck, Family Counseling Associates, and the book, The Liturgy of Marriage. Best of luck. God bless you on this endeavor.
Thanks, MJ. Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.